Welcome to the Retired Podcast. I'm Riley.
And I'm Noah.
We're former professional athletes turned to parents and business owners.
We created this podcast to talk about sports, life, and everything in between.
Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it.
All right. Welcome back to the Retired Podcast. Today was a crazy day in the world of postseason softball. So we're going to break it down a little bit, talk about what it looks like moving forward, some of the absolute heartbreak for some teams whose seasons have come to a close a little sooner than expected. Let's get into it. First of all,
I think there's a huge elephant in the room.
Yeah, there's a massive elephant in the room. Let's go ahead and talk about that.
So A&M lost.
Historic. This was a historic.
Not in a good way.
Yeah. I'm not sure there's ever a good way to lose, but this was historically bad.
It was the first number one overall national seed to not make it out of their own regional since the beginning of the tournament structure. Now, to be fair, Liberty just balled.
Liberty could ball.
I mean, they've always been good. They were always good, even when I was at A&M. Always a really tough team to beat.
Yeah.
But they were on one.
Yeah, they could swing it.
They raked.
I mean, and credit to A&M. Like, they fought A&M back.
A&M raked. They both raked. Both teams raked.
Yeah.
They just,
what do you think,
out-raked A&M.
Yeah, what did it come down to?
Small mistakes, which it always does.
Yeah.
And timely hitting.
Timely hitting, for sure. Liberty was on that timely hitting.
Yeah.
I mean, what was the girl's name? Her last name was Roup, R-O-U-P-E.
I don't know, but she was good.
That girl rakes. Conference USA Player of the Year, I believe.
Clutch.
Senior. She counted as, like, the dagger. Although, I mean, A&M tried to fight back, but...
Yeah. I mean, they scored 14 runs in the first game.
And then six in the second.
Yeah.
Something, I mean, like that.
20 runs in one day. That's a lot.
Yeah. And again, credit to A&M. They battled. But, like, I feel like when we were watching the selection show and I saw Liberty in there, I didn't feel great about it.
They're a sleeper.
And they shouldn't be. I mean...
It's hard. It's hard to have a high RPI.
They won 49 games.
I know, but when you don't play the toughest teams, your RPI lowers. Like, just stepping on the field with some teams,
yeah,
your RPI is going to get lowered. So,
yeah, A&M being the one seed, you hate to see Liberty going into that regional because I had a feeling that was going to be a tough team to beat.
Yeah.
Not a sleeper. I mean, I think people look at Liberty as a sleeper, but... I don't know, I had a feeling that they were going to be good. They were going to make it hard, and they did. And now they're moving on. So who's Liberty got? Oregon?
Oregon almost. And we fell asleep. We didn't see the end of the Oregon and Stanford series.
We fell asleep, and now we're awake again doing our podcast.
And now we're awake.
This happens every time.
But yeah, I guess they beat Stanford. Stanford was ahead last time I saw, like in the fifth, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So they play at Oregon.
Yeah.
For supers.
That's...
But...
Sorry. When do you think the last time that was that the 16 seed ended up hosting in supers?
Well, then...
Would that be a first?
Wait, no. That's not true.
If the one seed is has always come out...
The 16 seed's
of
never
regional.
Hosted.
So Oregon is hosting a super. Wow. Shocking. All right, what else we got? Here's how the bracket looks. So we've got Oregon and Liberty. Oregon will host Florida, Georgia. Who you got there?
That's a rematch. So I don't know if you watched softball at this time. I can't remember if I was a freshman or if I was a senior in high school. And supers were Georgia, Florida. Florida was like the number one seed, I think, overall, one or two. And they had either just come off a national championship the year before or like gotten really close the year before. And Georgia walked them off in game two. So Georgia won game one of that super.
Yeah.
And then, like, basically walked them off in the bottom of the seventh in game two. And everyone was shocked. Not because Georgia wasn't good, but because
Florida was just
that good.
Who's the hitter from Georgia? Alyssa DiCarlo? DiCarlo.
From my age?
I think so. Yeah. Was that after the time period that you're talking about?
We may have been freshmen when this happened.
She raked.
Oh, yeah.
I just remember her swing being really good.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we got Florida, Georgia. Who's absolute winning that? Stud. Let's go and just run through this bracket and give our predictions.
I think Florida only because I know they have good pitching. I know Georgia has good pitching, too, but I think that Florida probably has stronger pitching.
Okay. So that'll be a Florida, depth. Liberty, Oregon. Who you got?
Liberty.
Give me Liberty.
Give me Liberty.
Or give me Death.
Only because they're on a tear. I mean, like, yeah. Coastal Carolina can win the Men's College World Series.
Yeah. Liberty's,
Liberty can definitely
Liberty's
win
giving
the Women's
Coastal
Series.
Carolina 20... Was that 15?
No. We graduated high school in 2015. It was
the
year before your junior
year.
Before
they joined my conference. Yeah. So
2017.
Mm-hmm. Liberty's giving 2017 Coastal Carolina vibes.
Vibes.
Give me Liberty over Oregon, which is in Liberty into the Women's College World Series, which I hope, you know, I feel like obviously we're pulling for A&M. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you got to pull for the team that took you out.
Yeah.
Especially Liberty. I mean, they're easy to pull for. I like the way they play. All right.
They're great.
Ooh, Texas, Clemson. It's a lot of orange going on. A
lot of orange.
Ooh.
Texas. They're just solid. Yeah. They're solid. They really are.
Yeah. Yeah, give me Texas there. South Carolina, UCLA.
I say South Carolina because they are, I mean, they're just crushing it this year.
And they will host.
Yeah.
Because they're the 8 seed, UCLA is the 9. So good for South Carolina. Didn't forecast South Carolina hosting a super.
No, they did win all year, though.
I don't know why. I mean, they easily could have. So I guess I was sleeping on South Carolina this year. Right. Go Gamecocks. Ooh. Kind of like this one. Tennessee, Nebraska.
Mm-hmm. Jordy versus...
Yeah, that's two elite pitchers
right
there.
What is a Tennessee pitcher's name?
I don't know, but she throws gas.
Carlin Pickens.
Carlin and Jordy going at it. We got 78 miles an hour versus CrossFitter.
She throws like low 70s.
Do you think Jordy still does CrossFit, or do we think we've moved on to High Rocks now? That High Rocks is a thing.
I think it depends on her rehab program for her knee.
I don't think it matters. Jordy's doing something.
Obviously.
And she's going to ball. Give me Nebraska Huskers over Tennessee.
I haven't seen them hit. Historically speaking, Nebraska's had a pretty solid team overall for several years.
Yeah.
So, but I got to say Tennessee. I'm
SEC, I think it's going to be a good one.
SEC girl at heart.
I think that one goes to 3 games.
Okay.
Ooh. Texas Tech versus Florida State. Florida State's hosting.
Tech.
I agree. Tech is the 12 seed? Is that an RPI thing?
Big 12.
Yeah. Give me Tech over Florida State for sure.
I'm pretty sure Nijah won 2025.
And that's no disrespect player of the to Florida year. State. I have no idea how Florida State's team looks. I didn't watch any of that regional.
I just know they're going to be prepared for Florida State's pitchers. 100%.
Florida State took out Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
But Tech took out Mississippi State and Washington in their regional. So, yeah, give me Tech.
Yeah. And they've got Nijah, so.
Oh, it's getting good now. Now we got some powerhouse matchups. Let's talk SEC.
Okay.
These supers are going to be good. We got
6 of the 8 regionals have an SEC team in them.
Yeah.
3 of the 6 are SEC versus SEC. That's disgusting.
I saw some comments after the A&M loss. Mm-hmm. Of people like commenting, they're like, SEC who? And I'm like, come on. Like,
still make up half of the super regional bracket.
Especially now with OU and Texas and the SEC. It's SEC is still very much the conference. Who? Okay, so we got Alabama OU. And Alabama just came out of their regional. Virginia Tech was probably the only competitive team against
them. Alabama, I'm pretty sure, beat OU twice in regular season.
Okay. So that should be good. I almost feel like the Alabama having to beat Virginia Tech to move on is greater than OU having to beat Cal, but I don't know how Cal is this year.
I don't know how Cal is either. I know that Virginia Tech has always been solid.
Yeah, Virginia Tech was pretty solid this year. So
they
that
had
would be
some
good.
Really, really good hitters. So
OU versus Alabama. OU's hosting, obviously. That's going to be tough.
I think OU's going to win.
Yeah, OU, I mean, you can't bet against OU. I just hate that for Bama having to go up against OU, but...
We beat them twice already, I think.
It can be done. All right. And our last one is Arkansas-Ole Miss. Arkansas dominated Oklahoma State today, 14-0.
That's true. But the Ole Miss pitcher we watched today. She's very, like, poised. She's very calm. Yeah. Very relaxed. She's never too high or too low.
They can swing. They just hit, like, 5 home runs against Arizona in that win. Not to mention that Tucson Regional that they just won, GCU.
Yeah.
Very good. Mm-hmm. And then Arizona State, 13 seed. They beat them. Took them out. Gosh. Arkansas is good, but that's going to be a good one. That's a
Arkansas wins that one.
I think that's a 3-game. Maybe Arkansas has a slight edge. I don't know the makeup of the Arkansas team besides Bri Ellis. She rakes.
She does rake.
But I don't know. Watching Ole Miss tonight, like,
it looks good.
They look really good. They can swing it. And that,
it's all about who gets hot. You never know.
It is. It's just about the right time this time of the year. Who's hot at the right time. Yeah. All right, so.
Who wins?
So that would make our World Series bracket. I want to see.
Okay.
In a week, how right we were. You said Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Texas.
Mm-hmm.
South Carolina.
Yep.
Tennessee.
Yep.
Texas Tech. OU. Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
That's
stacked.
That is stacked. Come on, Liberty.
I feel like the way that Liberty is swinging.
Come on, Flames.
Unless Arkansas continues to put up 14 runs a game.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody can hit out
They're going to swing it.
Liberty.
They're going to swing it with.
No one can out hit them right now.
Yeah.
If they swing the way they're swinging.
Because they have, like, such a balance of power and speed. Like, it felt like every time they hit a home run, there was runners on.
Yeah.
And it was always in the right moments that their batters who had their power threats came up. There was girls on. So, I don't know. I like that Liberty offense. I definitely think, I don't want to get like too far ahead of myself here, but I think they beat Oregon in 2 games.
Really?
It's going to depend on their pitching.
Yeah.
But
I feel like they're a bi-staff kind of team.
They're going to have to swing it because A&M put up some runs on them. But and A&M had some big innings. And Liberty had a few shaky moments defensively.
A&M was one of the highest run-producing teams in the country.
Right,
so,
and they outproduced them offensively. So, yeah, Liberty's going to put up some runs. Oregon,
and they're hot.
Be ready. I didn't watch Oregon enough to really know what they bring, but
all
I know is
they've got some girls that can schmack.
If Liberty just took out the one seed A&M, who again, I don't know, how would you, do you think A&M played up to standard? Obviously not. Probably not to a one seed standard, not to their standard.
Yeah,
they've had
I mean,
all year.
They made mistakes that you can't really recover from in some cases, defensively and then also pitching wise. But
yeah,
I feel like they, I mean, they're humans, so that makes me
look. I said in our last podcast, we talked about it, and we were talking who's winning it all this year. And you threw A&M out there, and I said
if they were consistent,
do they have the pitching depth? And
I think they did.
Honestly,
I think Liberty just got the big hits.
Yeah.
I think they came in gunning for Emily Kennedy.
Yeah.
And I think they went against her and they attacked her best stuff.
They did. And it
and
showed.
They came out swinging. They didn't guess. They weren't
the
hesitant.
The
they
A&M
were aggressive.
Bullpen, the A&M bullpen did decent. Like, I mean, that freshman came in the first game and threw pretty well until her last inning.
Yeah.
She got hit,
I mean,
hit a bit.
There are so many Liberty hitters that just found barrels. Like, even the ones that got out, like, not over the fence, but out, like, called outs.
Hard hits.
I was shocked at how many hard hit balls they had. Like, I would be very interested to see what their hard hit ball percentage was this weekend.
Behind?
Had to have been high.
Behind Coach Dot and the power of Jesus Christ, which is carrying the Liberty Flames, you better watch out.
The Flamies.
Because they are on a mission.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's enough about Liberty. Good for you, Flames.
Good for you, Flamies.
All right. So just talking about, I don't know, what did you want to talk about now that the bracket is laid out there? We've got our World Series picks in. Now do we want to run it back as to who you think wins it all? With the new field that we've set. But before we do that, lessons learned from the one seed that just got knocked out. What is the lesson to learn there? Postseason
Anybody can beat anybody.
Anybody can beat anybody, especially in postseason. Yeah. Like, you got to know the teams that are coming to regionals. I don't care if you're the Binghamton, what are they? Dragons? Cats? Some sort. Weber State. Like, it's just, like LSU, for instance. Yeah. Southeastern Louisiana knocking them out. Like, it's just.
Twice.
Everybody beat them twice. Everybody who is here has played good enough ball to be there. Mm-hmm. And they're hot at the right time.
Yeah.
Can't take anybody lightly. I don't care who
their, I feel like, too. In softball, I feel like there's always been a really big discrepancy between the Power 5 conference talent versus everyone else.
Yeah.
But I feel like in the past couple of years, there has been... The glap is decreasing.
The gap is
It's true. Tight. It's like everybody's... I feel like the level of play has just gone up significantly over the last couple of years. And like, you see stuff, and it's hard to tell as a person sitting at home watching it, but these pitchers have great stuff. Like, I watched some of these backdoor curves. Backdoor curve was, like, my kryptonite, so I pay attention to it. But some of the, like, backdoor curves these righties are throwing to righties, like, they're not afraid. And it's not like everybody throws 70 miles an hour. Like, I feel like the average collegiate pitcher throws 63, 64, which is still pretty zippy.
Yeah.
But they just have good spots. They have great spin. They have good stuff.
The girl who finished the job for Liberty, again, back on Liberty, that girl was just throwing backdoor curve after backdoor curve, and she was sticking it on the outer half.
And she was a lefty, so this is a different look.
But she was just drilling that outer half. Yeah,
dotting the outer corner.
Yeah.
A little bit of up movement.
Yep.
Yeah, I feel like the gap in talent and the gap in overall quality of player is slim to none now. Like, everybody's just good.
Yeah, you can tell a lot of those girls, and I don't know, I'd have to go look, but like probably JUCO girls, like they can play. They're not a ton of freshmen who are still green and kind of learning. Like, like those girls could ball. And I love to see it as a mid-major guy myself. You love to see the gap get a little smaller. I'm happy for these teams.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, one thing I feel like always does prevail, unless you have a Coastal Carolina situation, is just like the overall talent of the Power Five is hard to beat consistently with the pressure of the big stage, like the Women's College World Series.
Yeah.
You know, is Liberty going to go on and take down an OU in a final or something like that, or a Texas in a final? Maybe. Can be done.
Who do you think's winning at all? Who's your pick?
The teams we just laid out, realistically, God, they're all so good. Like, they're all so... I mean, I want to say Texas Tech, but I don't know enough about them. Mm. I just know Najee Kennedy. I like Tech going deep in the World Series.
Give me your first pick, then your second pick.
Okay, probably... I mean... The three that come to mind to me are Tech and Oklahoma, but I also like Arkansas.
What about Texas?
Because like, I don't want Texas to win anything. I just... What? Yeah, no. I don't think that... Honestly, no. I don't feel good about Texas.
So who's your number one?
OU.
Okay, who's your number two?
I already said Tech, but now I'm thinking Florida because they're good.
Oh my gosh, just answer.
There's just... too many good, like, evenly good teams.
That's, yeah. It's going to be great. You still have to guess.
Okay, Tech and OU. Those are my two.
Okay.
The Tennessee. No, I'm just kidding.
The drama.
Yeah, Tech and OU, I think. I don't know. It'll be interesting. It'll be good. It'll be really good. What about you? What do you think?
I think Texas wins it.
Yeah. Don't say that. You think Texas wins it? No way.
They have great pitching.
No.
They have good depth.
No.
Texas wins it, and then Liberty comes in second.
Even though in our last episode, I had Texas winning it all. But I said I wasn't happy to say it. But now, watching these teams through regionals, I don't know. There's some dogs out there.
Texas and Liberty.
You got Liberty getting that far?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, if that's the case, I want to change my answer.
Okay.
Give me the Flames all the way.
Okay.
Go Liberty. Well, It's going to be good no matter who it is. I'm pumped up. This World Series is going to be stacked.
Definitely.
These Supers are pretty stacked. It'll be fun to watch, but lessons to learn. Don't take anybody lightly, especially this time of the year. And mistakes look very big this time of year. They hurt. Little things always come back to bite you in the butt.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's all I got on this postseason. What a day. A lot of games. Congrats to everybody who's moving on. If you're not, it's always next year for some. And if you're done with your college softball career, know this. There's a lot more to life than this game. And be proud of the way that you represented yourself and your family. And know that life goes on, and I promise there's a lot of joy after the game. So
definitely
don't be too hard on yourself. But to those moving on, go get them. I'm excited for more.
Same.
Well, that is the repired podcast. And I am tired. That is the retired podcast. Postseason softball. You're a gem. We'll see you next week after Supers. We'll get it again. See you
next week.
Yeah. Next week we'll have the College World Series slated, and we'll get into it, and we'll have to change our picks again.
Probably.
If Liberty goes and beats Oregon 2-0 in this regional, I don't know why that would change my answer, but if they stay hot and they keep playing good softball, I might be all in on the Liberty train.
Yeah.
The flame train.
The flame train.
Let's go. All right. Good night. And peace and blessings. Bye.